Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Lonnie Jean, the theater lady.
Oh, you've never used my middle name before.
Well, I know. It's about time we got to know each other. You know what
you're okay.
Well, we were out last night.
Yes, we were. Had a ball.
At Scapino, Kinetic Theater.
Yep, there it is.
Where do you want to start with this one?
Oh my gosh. Well, let's just start with a little history, and then we can get into the really fun stuff.
Hey, fine by me.
It's an adaptation of an old Molière play that I can't pronounce. Do you want to try and pronounce it?
Well, Scapine, I think. You know.
Le Fourberies de Scapine.
Yeah, yeah. What?
And first showed in 1671. And you would think, ooh, dated, and maybe the original was, but this adaptation by Jeffrey Binder, I thought was hilariously funny, very topical, and the way it was written, it allowed for, you know how some plays, I don't know what they call it, but when they allow you to put in your own city or your own phrase, there's the playwright allows for that.
Well, I don't know if the playwright always allows for that. You know,
but since he was in it happens. And he played, Jeffrey Binder was right. In it, and wrote the adaptation. And
so, yeah,
was
the distance to receive permission was very
Scapino.
Slim. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess he was able to make those decisions.
Well, I agree with you there, and I think, you know, there's a lot of good things to say about this, but I think the greatest thing is this adaptation. And I think it's such a great way to treat a classic.
Yes.
You know, you talk about the 1600s, so you might recoil a little bit from maybe either producing this or going to see a thing. Oh, well, you know, I've got to really get into seeing something that's, yes, bless you, a little dated. But treating a classic this way not only makes it so incredibly enjoyable.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, you I think, get the story a little more. You enjoy it. And I think that there is a great future for our classics being adapted in this way. It's theater like this that's going to carry those classics into, you know, the next millennium. There's value to doing it, you know, legit as is, an authentic piece. But that's getting harder and harder, I think, with attention spans and 90-minute shows and small budgets. But this was a great treatment of a classic comedy.
I agree. And not only was it a good adaptation, which you mentioned, what made it really funny to me were three things. The dialogue, I thought, was very, very funny. The situations that these characters were put into, mostly because of Scapino and his wheeling and dealing.
Right. So wheeling and dealing and, you know, fathers and sons and daughters and mixed up marriage and, you know, identity.
Right.
It's a classic, you know, farce.
Plotting. The fathers plotting to get their children married to end a crime family fight between two crime families.
It's almost like Romeo and Juliet on speed in a way, you know? It's like if Romeo and Juliet were a comedy in some ways. But I love where he said it. Jeffrey Binder, who played the lead and also wrote it, in Venice, Florida, right?
Naples, Florida.
Oh, Naples, Florida, yeah. These sort of aging, you know, dons, you know, in Naples. It made a great setting. It did.
And I think the third thing that I thought made it so funny, other than the dialogue and the situations, the physical comedy, the actors that were in this, all of them had such great comedic timing, and this show was so fast. A lot of people say high energy. That would be an understatement. This was like jet-propelled. From the minute it started until it ended, it just boom, 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 boom. And
yeah,
it just got funnier and funnier and funnier.
Great way to treat a classic, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got this wonderful cake baked with this fantastic script and adaptation, and the icing on it were the performances.
Absolutely.
Everybody's spot on in this. It's a really, really great ensemble. Everybody is extremely funny. And, you know, I rarely laugh out loud at theater.
And you were laughing.
I did. A couple genuine laughs came out. So, yeah, there's a lot of shtick in this. There's a lot of laughs. I think the only thing that I could, you know, say that would be, you know, critical about it is, you know, sometimes it went on a little long with the comedy. I think it could use a little editing, you know. I mean, because I'm laughing and then I'm thinking, well, okay, let's get on with this story. Because sometimes it was just shtick that didn't move the story ahead. It was, you know, just playing for laughs. And it's long. It's long.
Not that long. I mean, so, it was, what, 2 hours with a 15 minute intermission. You're just getting accustomed to the one act, 90 minutes. But I've seen some two-act plays recently that have been over 3 hours.
I'm so sorry.
This just...
But yeah, oh yeah, no, I think it could do with a little editing, but I did not, you know, stifle my enjoyment of it at all.
And
know?
I think the two Dons
were
hilarious. David Whalen and Wesley Mann.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you could do a spin-off series just with the two of them.
I think so too.
And that would be hilarious.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, something really has to be said for, I think, Jeffrey Binder's work in this. I mean, not only is the man who wrote it, but performs it. And it makes a lot of sense to me that he's both author and actor because it was almost a lot of cruel stuff to put an actor through, you know, for a writer. The guy, you know, this cast works so hard in this.
Oh.
They should, like, you know how opera never goes on two nights in a row because everybody needs like a break
rest.
And rest their voices. I think this cast would benefit from it too because they are working so hard, man. And you watch this guy. I mean, Jeffrey Binder's performance is like a masterclass in comedy and nonstop. But yeah, that, you know, married with the script he put together, just an amazing, amazing performance.
And I also enjoyed Philip Tarantula, who played Sylvester, who was kind of his sidekick in the antics and the crazy things they were cooking up.
Oh, and at one point portrays a cop, which is on record, I think, the best parody of a cop I have ever seen in any media, film, television included.
Every single thing he did, I thought was hilarious when he was doing the impersonations. It was supposed to be like a class in acting. Show me an angry turtle.
And there was like ad lib there, and they're asking for suggestions from the audience. Yeah, part of the humor too. I think the show itself embraces its own absurdity. They break the fourth wall a
several
lot,
times,
and yeah,
right.
it's almost like watching a really mature cartoon. You know,
sometimes it was,
and you know,
with
and
the
everybody,
violence.
Every performance brought it to that same level. Everybody was there, and that's what really made it run. I mean, Scapino was almost like a sadistic Bugs Bunny, you know, with all these like, you know, pranks and stuff he was playing. But it kept moving. All right.
I enjoyed the costumes too. Often costumes are just period costumes, but these Kim Brown costumes, each of them. You could tell by the costume the personality of the character who was wearing it.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really enjoyed. Sarah Silk's little hippie costume.
It was great, yeah, because you could see, like, the stereotypes. Like, every douchebag you'd see on Venice Beach, or, Naples.
Naples.
Everyone you'd see on the beach in Naples, you know, all the types. So, yeah, everybody was fantastic. Sarah Silk is Feather. Jack Lafferty is Leo. I'm hilarious. These guys were really great.
I think so, too. I talked to Andrew Paul briefly afterwards at the opening night party, and he described it as goofy fun. And I said, I think I'm going to quote you on that. As he was the director, he called it goofy fun.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's a very enjoyable time. I highly recommend it. And, yeah, I think all in all, a great treatment of a classic, a great adaptation.
I think so, too. I loved it.
We agree. Let's cheers to that.
Cheers. Ting.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.